Hi there, listener. You're about to experience Tadpog. Tyler and Dave play old games, and there will be plenty of game talk, but also copious amounts of crude, off-color, offensive, and immature speech. So if you are of a rather sensitive humor constitution, we're just letting you know what you're in for with this show. It has games. It has jokes. You know, just games and jokes. Take the games, take the jokes, and have a good time.
Hello, Internet, and welcome to another Tadpog podcast, where I'm just going to say out of the gate, I probably sound weird because I'm recovering from being sick.
Man, you don't
sound
good.
That's what that was.
I like it. It sounds very nice and sultry. It's kind of sexy.
But this is a podcast that happens twice a week where two old guys and one couple that are probably getting tired of us being like, no, come on, do this podcast with us. No, come on, it's fine. You guys love being here like two or three days a week, don't you? Just fine. Come on, come over. Talk about old games.
That's our new title. I love that.
To be fair, when I did come over today, like I walked in here and like every single one of you looked just miserable. Like I was worried about everybody. I thought either I was walking into an intervention or like you guys had just had a big fight. Because like I just kind of looked around the room and everyone just kind of like, there was this malaise.
Well, to be fair, we did just eat a lot. So there was that. And the pigeon that I was pursuing cut off my head.
Man.
That sounds really weird because we haven't talked about what game we're talking about.
We haven't mentioned at all. The pigeon, my side pigeon.
Nicole's fine with Josh as long as it's not humans.
Right, pigeons are totally free game. They can have as many as I want.
They can be mean free range.
Well, today is our Valentine's Day special.
Mm-hmm.
Valentine's Day was Saturday.
I hope you haven't celebrated yet.
If you're money conscious and time conscious, you haven't yet. You've been waiting.
Because
Everybody goes on Valentine's Day for Valentine's Day. All the cool people wait and listen to podcasts about it 2 days later.
When they eat their discount candy.
Yep. Hopefully you've just got back from Walmart or maybe Kmart and bought a lot of really like old candy for Valentine's Day.
Or Target if you live in a cooler place than we live.
Yeah. If you're middle class at Target.
All your defective candy hearts.
So today we'll be talking about Hateful Boyfriend.
And IGN's top 100 pigeon dating sim games.
It's definitely the best one that I've played.
Yeah.
So before we get to that, I'm your bearded host, Tyler, and I was thinking about stories. Like, if this is going to be our Valentine's Day special, I should tell a story about Valentine's Day. Josh hurt Nicole for some reason because I saw her open her mouth and I was like, what's going on? Her face generally never moves during this podcast.
I'm inflicting pain on her.
Okay, that's fair.
You're both
S's, so yeah, we know what's going on.
We figured that out.
I'm giving her a hand massage. And I guess I got a little too carried away. So I'm sorry.
Okay, apology accepted.
I'm glad we have that moment.
That was good. Recorded.
Yeah.
That moment's never... You guys are going to listen to this 20 years from now and be like, I remember when you gave me that hand massage and you hurt me.
So I remember, turning back to Valentine's Day stories, that a girl that I dated, she was very into all the generic tropes of love. Everything that Full House taught her about love is what she really wanted. So I had to write a lot of poetry... And, you know, phone calls in all hours of the night and stuff like that. And Valentine's Day was no different. She had to get flowers, candy, etc.
When was this again?
High school.
High school. Okay. So this is long after the Garfield poem.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good callback. That was in elementary school. That was in middle school. That was sixth grade. I'm a pretty good poet. But I remember she was obsessed with the movie Sweet November. If anybody remembers that.
No. Not only do I remember it, I don't think I've ever heard of it.
Charlize Theron, right?
And the man who makes all the pussies wet, Keanu Reeves. You want him in a romance movie.
See, Meg's in the background. Meg's here, by the way. She's on the couch. and I've got my headset on, so I thought you said Donna Reed. So I was like, man, were those two people even alive in the same period of time?
No, you know, you know that sweet Donna Reed, Keanu Reeves?
Charlize Theron movie?
It's a sweet movie, except she dies.
Spoilers. At least she's not a dog.
Yeah. We had this discussion. Is there a website? Did we figure that out that tells you whether the animal in the movie lives or not? If there's not, somebody needs to get on that.
Yeah, for real. There's a real money-making idea.
But give them the idea.
Yeah, you need to pay us.
Oh, it's out there. It's. I mean, we're not going to edit this part out, so.
No. No.
So I remember for Valentine's Day, I was going to make some kind of a special thing revolving around Sweet November. So I tracked down a...
I found Donna Reed. We ate a bowl of Cinnamon Toast Crunch at Donna Reed's gravesite.
Can you hear Meg's jealousy right now? She's just seething with Sweet November jealousy. And I was able to track down a VHS copy of Sweet November.
Yeah.
I had a... what was it? Maybe like an 8x8 television set with a VCR built in. So I remember like I sat that up on like a kitchen chair in my basement, and I went and bought all those glow in the dark stars.
Yes.
And put them all over the basement ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
I laid out a bunch of blankets. I put out, this is what's weird, because I wanted to feel like it was outside, like we're having a picnic, but it was way too cold.
Yeah.
So I had some of that fake Easter grass I put around the blanket so it would be like we were outside. You know, that sweet cellophane
right.
that you angrily throw away from your chocolate eggs on Easter.
I bought an ant farm, broke that open on the blanket.
I remember, I think I made like, I got her like her favorite sandwich or whatever.
Which was?
One of the filled sandwiches from Flamingo Row. One of the stuffed sandwiches.
Okay.
Philly Mingo.
Flamingo Row, by the way, is a restaurant here.
I wasn't going to talk about it because it's not corporate, so no one knows.
That's our best angle at a sponsorship, I think, is like a local restaurant. But definitely not Flamingo Row, because they're like, I'm pretty sure a whole bunch of doctor's wives don't listen to your show.
I remember she came over and we ate Philly Mingos, and she was very... I wouldn't say very. She was moderately impressed by the setup. So we watched about half of Sweet November, ate our sandwiches, and then decided to have sex.
Nice.
And it was.
So you're. It worked for you.
It worked.
Because I know that was the goal.
And it was the first time we'd had sex in a long time. I remember I put on the condom. We had sex for about 15 seconds before something that I can only imagine sound like that Lexington Concord shot heard around the world that started the Revolutionary War, that is a condom breaking. Because I remember like we had just started having sex and then just snap.
Okay.
And so my Valentine's Day was then spent the whole rest of the time while she lost her mind in my basement trying to be like, no, it's okay. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Just because it broke?
Just because, yeah, because it broke.
Maybe.
Like, it's not like we didn't keep going or anything,
yeah.
But yeah, that it's was, just, it became a crazy evening of her yelling while Sweet November plays
yeah.
in the background underneath my fake glowing stars in the ceiling of my parents' basement.
Did that make you feel like really ashamed of your penis?
I was impressed with it. I was like, yeah. you fucked tore through that thing. Yeah,
I mean like her cries of horror. It's like, it touched my insides.
I think you needed a bigger condom because I've had a condom break, but it didn't like snap like that. Like there wasn't an audible pop.
Yeah, it was an audible pop and sensation.
Huh. So. Did you try to fashion one out, like a makeshift out of that cellophane grass? Or you just hold on. I got to tie like 500 of these around my dick. We're going to be good. No,
I'm pretty sure like sperm are like the size of M&M's, so this will hold them all back.
Yeah, we'll be good. What's up, Internet? I'm Dave. I'm your bespectacled host. And I was trying to think of I like that Valentine's Day angle. I don't really think I have any good Valentine's Day stories, but so I went for a different route. I went for the bird angle, the pigeon angle. And, well, this is kind of Valentine's Day. Not at all. I remember having, as a child, I was 7 years old. Let's just say 7 years old. And I had seen Porky's and Animal House. Mm-hmm. And I had a small child size set of red binoculars where I would go bird watching when I would get home from school. And what that entailed was standing in my backyard trying to look into all the neighbors' windows because I was pretty sure that they were all having sex and I wanted to see it. So I never saw anyone have sex. And my mother, whenever she would see me try to leave the backyard with binoculars, she would come and get me.
I wonder if she had to have gotten like calls from the neighbors, like your kid is in the backyard again.
He's doing it again.
We're trying to have sex.
Yeah, all we want to do is have sex. So maybe they work out like a rotation schedule. Like a neighborhood watch.
We're trying to have a topless pillow fight.
And your this son. Little fucker standing in the backyard.
How about you guys?
I have neither a bird-related story nor a Valentine's Day story, so I'm sorry.
It's okay. Nicole, you're just giving Josh death.
I was like, you don't have anything, that's it?
He just gave up.
Yeah, threw in the towel.
I mean, I can talk about the time my condom broke, but...
Yes,
yeah,
please.
I like that.
I think there's not a lot to it.
It's probably, well, I mean, pretty much all those stories are the same, except they have two different outcomes.
Well,
it's either...
It broke and it was okay.
Yeah,
it was not okay.
Well, it was the funniest part about it, actually, because it was in college. It was with an ex-girlfriend. I'm sorry, hon. But
you had sex before he met me.
It was with me. Sorry. But I yelled at him a whole lot.
Well, then it was definitely okay.
I mean, we did go through the pregnancy scare, but I mean,
you were, and Tyler?
Yeah.
Don't get me pregnant, Josh. Josh, I swear to God, if you get me pregnant.
That's like the worst thing you could do in Marshall County. Yeah.
Get your best male friend pregnant.
I'm pretty sure Tyler tricked you somehow.
But the funniest part was our neighbor, who was friends with us at the time, just the next apartment over. We were talking about it, and he was like, "The condom broke, and you didn't know until after you were done." And I was like, "Yeah, of course." He's like, he just squints his eyes, looks at me. He's like, "You knew." And of course, I did. I do know. I mean, it feels totally lying to everybody.
I was there to witness this, and Josh was like so fake worried. Like, I didn't know, and it was just like when I pulled out, and the condom was broke. I don't know what I'm going to do. And our neighbor just like, you knew, and didn't want to stop because it felt good. You knew, you fucking lied. And Josh just, like a kid getting his hand caught in the cookie jar, just shocked expression. You psychic monster.
But I knew because it felt different, not because I heard an audible pop.
Yeah.
This feels better. I'm going to keep going with this.
I don't know what happened, but I like it. And condoms aren't so bad. What's up, Nicole?
Hi.
Do you have a Valentine's Day /bird/condom breaking story?
Yes, I have all three of the stories.
Three in one.
Not all tied together, so I'll pick one.
I wrapped a bird inside a condom.
And it broke.
Okay. Weird night. I had pet birds whenever I was a kid. I had like three. We would go to the pet store and we'd buy the bird and we bought all the stuff to go with it. And then we brought the bird home and I think that the pet store had like a week return policy or something. Like if it died within a week, you could get another one. So like two weeks, the bird died.
So you didn't have three consecutive birds.
Yes.
You did.
Like consecutive.
So you went in, you bought three birds?
No, okay. No, like consecutive, like back to back, not at the same time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not concurrent.
Yes, I'm sorry.
So the bird died and then we went back and got another bird. And the same deal, just after the week or so, and it would die. And after the third bird, my family was finally like, no, you can't have any more birds.
I'm surprised the pet store didn't cut you off.
Well, did you get obviously, they knew they were...
It's a different time.
Pet stores don't care about actual animal rights, so...
They were selling shitty birds, and they knew it, so...
You blame it on the low quality of the birds.
What kind of birds were they?
They were parakeets.
They weren't just goldfish with feathers glued on.
Yeah, they were parakeets, and I have no idea why they died. I mean, food, water, cage, it's not hard, right?
They need those?
But yeah, I don't know.
I'm sorry your birds died.
Yeah.
What were their names?
I don't remember.
Cared about these birds.
I didn't have the fairy
ball. I think they might have died of a broken heart. She said, it's a week, hasn't even named me.
Name me.
We just want to be loved.
Aren't parakeets social, though? Aren't you supposed to buy them, like, several of them?
Those fuckers are on Facebook, like, every day.
I don't know. Josh bought me flowers once for Valentine's Day.
You had a Valentine's Day story, Josh.
Once. No, it's because... It's because early on in the relationship, she's like, I don't want flowers. I think they're a stupid waste of money because they die. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, her ex-boyfriend bought her flowers like all the time. Mm-hmm. Like
every month.
Yeah, every month. And so I didn't want to associate those two things. So
it was a test.
Yeah. So obviously, because like lately she's been like, where are my flowers? So. I keep reminding her that she doesn't like flowers.
Shenanigans. He said you don't. Yeah, but you don't like flowers.
I have been just absolutely ecstatic both times that he's bought you flowers since I've known him. In the more than 7 years that we've known each other, he's bought me flowers twice.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. So this is some kind of a big mind game the whole time? Like you love flowers?
No, I do like flowers occasionally, like once or twice a year. My high school boyfriend.
Once or twice every 7 years.
My high school boyfriend, we started dating on the 14th of January, mm-hmm. and we dated for 4.5 years. And on the 14th day of the month for 4.5 years, I got flowers. So,
like, what kind of flowers?
All kinds. Not, it wasn't always the same.
So not gas station flowers.
Sometimes.
Okay. You go broke if you buy them in gas station flowers.
I was about to say, what you guys were in.
How much is this one rose? $6.50? Okay.
Yeah, so I got all kinds of flowers. Sometimes they were good. Sometimes they were, like, from Walmart. So, yeah.
I remember learning how expensive flowers are and was like, no. That's fucked up. I'll just pull them out of a yard or something.
I bought Meg flowers on our flower anniversary. And that's been about it.
On your flower anniversary? Oh, for how many years?
Yeah.
It's like, what's a flower anniversary?
I don't remember that one. Is that like a modern? Is it like a modern?
I think it's on the modern list. I don't think it's on on the traditional list.
Because it was like, the old one was like wood.
Yeah, I was about to say, you didn't want to get something wood?
Oh, my dad would have been happy.
Dude, the traditional one's so much easier. Because it's just like, here's a little bit of wood. I don't know. You can't blame me. It says wood right here on the list.
Here's a sheet of paper.
Yeah. We're good.
All right. So, hateful boyfriend.
Yeah.
I feel like this is going to need some generous introduction.
Yeah, I can. I mean, if you pull the train up, I can do the old Wikipedia station.
Pigeons now.
Yeah, that's how you call it. You have to do that.
Everybody in the Tadpog Nation, call to the Wikipedia. Everybody at once now. Woo!
Woo! No, it's Coo-coo.
Come on, man. We're trying to run a professional show here. You're bullshitting around.
Bird noises. Chitter, chitter, chitter.
Yeah, I do hear that. I do hear the chitter train that we use anytime we play a critter kind of game. Man, it is. I'm really disappointed in myself because I have been mispronouncing the name of this game. I thought it was Hateful Boyfriend. Now Hateful Boyfriend. Man, that just seems so hateful. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So hateful.
I'm sure that it's a play on words, but I have no idea what.
It is a play on words, but it's like a Japanese play on words. I think it's just a happy coincidence that it plays out as hateful.
It's supposed to be hurtful or something like
that. Yeah. Okay, guys. Hateful Boyfriend, : A School of Hope and White Wings, usually shortened to Hateful Boyfriend, is a Japanese doujin soft otome visual novel released in 2011 for Microsoft Windows and OS X, or OS X. It was developed by Moa Hato's Doujin Circle Pigeon Nation, Inc., and is the successor of a Flash game of the same name she created for April Fool's Day in 2011. A free demo version of Hateful made with the famous Writer engine was released later that year, followed by a full commercial version released on October 30th, 2011. let's see, an international remake by developer Mediatonic and publisher Devolver Digital was released on September 4th, 2014. And that's what I played, the Devolver version, because that's what's on Steam. Mm-hmm. Hateful Boyfriend is an interactive text-based visual novel that follows a branching plotline with the player's decisions determining which of the game's multiple endings they receive. The title is a pun of the Wasai Ego word, Hato Furu, which means hurtful and also heartful in Japan. The Japanese word Hato, which means pigeon or dove, as the game features pigeons and other birds as major characters. The game is set in a version of Earth populated by sapient birds, and its main story follows the player character and protagonist, the only human attending St. Pigeon Nations Institute, an elite school for birds. It goes on, but yeah, mm-hmm. So that's the game.
Yeah, there. I know there's a lot more to the story, but you you learn little like tidbits of the story playing through the game. You don't get them all at once. Like you've got to play the game through several times to get the different endings to see what has happened. Because there are like little subtle hints about the world you're in.
It's post-apocalyptic world, right?
Yeah,
because I mean, like, all the humans are dead except for the character you play, right? I assume.
There are other humans.
There are other humans.
Humans are just a race in decline,
and they just gave up and let the birds. Like, so, I don't understand.
Right, so spoilers. No way we can talk about this at all without heavy spoilers. Because you're thrown into the game with no explanation. Really, you're just a human who's accepted to this bird school.
You don't even know you're you're a human, but like, they don't even tell you you're a girl until like several scenes in, because like one of the birds calls me a girl, and I'm like, hey, I guess I'm a girl. I was like, oh, I had no idea that I was a human girl that had to choose from this plethora of male birds.
Well, it does. I mean,
to mate with.
Okay, there are no other female birds in the game.
Yeah, yes, there are.
It's hard. It's hard to tell. Even with there's this feature in the game. Whenever you start the game, you get to choose this feature or turn it on or off. If you turn it on, it has like
the portraits.
Portrait, the human. If this bird were a human, yes. This is what it would look like, and it just shows you that once,
right?
And then from then on, it just shows the photograph of the bird that it is.
Who here turned them on?
I
turned them on as well. Mag, it looks like you may have something to say. What do you think about these portraits, and did you turn them on?
I didn't play the game. That's why I'm not on the show right now.
You're literally on the show right now.
I'm not on mic per se. I'm just saying it's very difficult to tell if a bird's a boy or a girl.
So, yes, yeah. that was my point, because they are like long-haired, androgynous-looking
birds.
Anime characters. Yeah.
They're birds. It's just so weird.
Well, and the birds.
What are they?
Get on a microphone.
What are you gonna do with a bird as a human lady?
I don't know. I'll propose the question to you.
You know where you shoved that bird.
Are you just thinking of sex? What? I mean, there are other relationships besides sex. You can fall in love without sex.
Maybe. Okay.
What kind of relationship would that be called?
Marriage.
Oh, man.
Tyler's making funny jokes. It's just creepy. I don't want to know what the human lady's going to do with those birds.
Well, it's the future. I mean, this is socially acceptable.
Okay, but
for the birds, maybe. Maybe not. Do you think the humans are okay with it? They're like, well, we're on the decline, so I don't know. Maybe we just need a girl to, like, maybe not, like, have sex with a bird, but just, like, kind of rub it around.
Just shove those birds up her cooter and just see what happens.
See, now we know why we're on the decline.
Save the human race with bird cootering.
I don't like it. I don't like it. I think think it's very creepy.
Well, I mean, you do meet several different birds in the game, and they all have very different personalities. So I imagine they're strange personalities. Yeah, I mean, it is a Japanese dating sim.
Well, I mean, like, but there are some that are normal personalities, but then some of them are. Like, you have, like, the shy guy who stays in the library.
Never saw him. I saw him once. It was like, okay, not dealing with you.
Then you have, like, the arrogant one who thinks he's better than everybody else, which makes sense. Those are, like, normal. But then you have the one who's obsessed with pudding.
Yeah, Oko-san, the reason I kept playing this game.
You have a narcoleptic bird.
The teacher.
So, yeah.
Oko-san is literally the only reason I kept playing this, because, like, when you're talking about the portraits, his human portrait was a crudely drawn pigeon in a suit. And I was like, all right, because I was just about to quit this game. Because, like, this game to me felt like a sketch, like a comedy sketch that had, like, a really, really good premise, but, like, the joke just goes on way too long and it doesn't execute. Because, like, as I was playing it, I was like, man, this is such a funny idea for a game. And then, like, I played it three times and, like, two of those times I fell asleep playing it. I literally, like, woke up like I'm in ninth grade, pulling my head off the desk with a stream of spit, and I'm like, see these fucking birds on my screen that want to fuck me. It's like, man, I can't hang.
Yeah, I mean, I can only imagine waking up to that, because a lot of times I'll wake up confused, because usually I don't wake up.
That's just how Josh rolls.
Yeah, well, I normally don't wake up sexually confused.
Well, a lot of people wake up and they're like grumpy and just in a bad mood. I usually don't. I'm usually in a good mood. I'm just really confused when I wake up. So
I was
so
like, I can, 41st dates. Like, Nicole has to show Josh a video of their lives every morning when he wakes up, because he doesn't know what's going on.
Sometimes she shows him the bird video.
Second thinks, am I
in charge? Am I the only human? Is it
not? One day before we all die, we need to crowd into Josh's bedroom, and we're dressed as birds.
But no, when I played through, I went for the like really creepy serial killer doctor.
Like, that's who you wanted to rub up against?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why?
I thought it was the most interesting character. So I watched Tyler play through it once, and I watched Nicole play through it once, and none of them went for the, like, obvious serial killer doctor. Nobody, like, wanted to see that plot line, so.
Nicole, who did you go for?
I went for the best friend.
Ryoku?
Yes.
Is that his name?
Which had a depressing ending.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Tyler, who did you go for?
I was trying to go for the noble bird.
I had you pegged for a noble bird.
Mm-hmm. I'm also, just while I'm thinking about it, I'm really impressed by, instead of saying body, don't
no!
They say
it's
birdie.
It's the worst thing ever. It's the no, worst.
I love it.
It is
so
the
funny.
Worst thing ever.
Oh, man.
Like, nobody,
the first time I read it, I was like, all right, that's pretty good. And then, like, the eighth time, I just wanted to fucking throw bees in my mouth.
Every birdie, instead of body.
Yeah, or
is everybody ready?
Nobody's in here. Nobody's here.
Nobody's in here. Yeah. Yuck, yuck. This game is the best episode of Hee Haw.
But I tried to go after the noble bird, Sakuya.
And he has like four names or four syllables.
Yeah. I ended up seducing the teacher accidentally.
Accidentally. Because yeah. I was like, I just like to think that the noble bird was just like, you're like, fuck it. I'm not getting through to this guy. I'm going to go like mess with the narcoleptic teacher.
Which his ending was basically like, apparently he'd been involved with a student before and it didn't go well, so he wouldn't date me.
So you ended up alone?
Yep.
So you were alone. You ended up dead.
Yeah, I ended up beheaded, carried around by the serial killer.
That's what
doctor.
What did you expect?
And then,
there's a way to get a good ending with him. But
oh, really?
I couldn't, yeah.
And then I think he threw my head away and then got shot by the police birds. So.
Police birds have guns?
Apparently.
Well,
are they tiny guns or are they human-sized
like,
guns?
Well, there's like little popping sounds on the screen, and then everything like goes red.
Because the doctor kills you with a cleaver like he's wielding in his wing, quote-unquote.
Nicole, you got a bad ending?
Mine wasn't. I mean, I ended up with
a depressing ending.
It was depressing because his mom dies, and then he goes on talking.
He's taking care of her throughout the whole
game. Yeah, he's taking care of her, and she ends up dying. And then he goes on about how he doesn't want to be with you because since you're different species, he will die first and leave you alone. He doesn't want to do that to anybody. But then you convince him that you want to be with him till the end, no matter what. And you end up together, but there's like a whole like depressing sequence there.
Yeah, what is the lifespan of a pigeon?
Not good.
Because I like the little, there's like a little picture. It's like a little card or something at the very end you get to see. And I think the ending Nicole got was just like this pigeon with its head down. There's like a tombstone right in front of it. Mine was like a dead, it was the doctor.
With a pool of blood.
Because he's not a pigeon. He's, what is he?
He's a partridge.
Partridge, eh? And yeah, just a pool of blood underneath him.
So, like that ending's called The Happy Couple.
Yeah.
I think that I got the best ending for me. And it was another reason, because Tyler, earlier you said that Josh and Nicole were coming over. You guys are going to play through again. And I was like, I got one ending. I'm good. I feel like I'm good. Because every ending here that you guys have talked about doesn't tickle me the way that the ending that I got. I wound up with a sparrow named Azami.
The sparrow that drives the
Who
scooter.
Turned out to be a karate master.
Yeah.
And then me and her at the end beat up a bunch of punk pigeons. That was it. There was fighting in the streets.
How did you get with her?
I
didn't even know that was an option.
You keep the job.
Yeah, I had a summer job. You guys all quit your summer job?
Yeah.
You give it to your friend.
I didn't. I was trying to woo the creepy doctor, so I didn't even get the summer job.
I just played this game like I wasn't going for anybody. So I think the ending worked out great because it was just, the whole time I was just like, well, this Oko-san guy is pretty weird, but his ending's probably going to be really funny. So I was going for him, and then a job popped up, and I was like, all right, I'll work a job. And then I met Azami. She was cool. She was like the only other female bird I'd seen.
I forgot about
that. And I was like, all right, let's see what she's all about. She gave me a nice 2-hour drive back to my place.
I don't know how she drives that human scooter.
I don't know.
That you can fit on.
Maybe that's why she sells it at the end. I don't know.
Oh, man. One of my favorite endings was at one point you get to make a wish at like some like nighttime festival.
Yes.
And one of the endings is the mad love of a fallen angel is one of the options.
Because you have three options, right?
Mm-hmm.
Four options.
Three options.
Four options?
And then after you play through it once, option? A fourth option will pop up.
Oh.
Is that the – which is the angel one?
That's
– Is that like on the first playthrough? Because like I remember playing through, it gave me two options about taking over the world. And then I can't remember what the other option was because I didn't fucking care. I was going to reclaim the earth for humans.
It was like become an artist, I think.
Yeah. I was like, fuck that. Humans need to rise back up and squash these birds. What have we become? So I said conquer the world through force. And I was hoping maybe that has to do with my ending and beating up all those birds at the end.
That makes sense.
Maybe. I think rule from the shadows, I think was mine.
Yeah.
But if you pick, I think it has to be on your second playthrough because I didn't see it on my first one. But yeah, mad love of a fallen angel. In the next scene, a new bird starts coming to school. And it's a bird that, I forgot what kind of bird it is, but it has like a red feather on its chest. It looks like a blood stain. And he's really into anime and manga and to the point that he exists in that world. So he thinks you...
Like in the Aha video?
Yes. He thinks that he's a fallen angel and you are... The chosen one he's seeking to help destroy the evil, like, Edelweiss, who is trying to summon the evil tree that will open a gate to hell and flood the bird world with evil. And basically, if you agree with him and pursue him, you talk to him in very, his name is Angel. So it's like, wait, my angel, we must wait for the solstice moon to come upon the third night and take our night blade and dip it in the virgin's blood. Then might we slay the evil tree? It's like, yes, you're right. It eventually comes to like, he confronts the doctor and the doctor is like, yes, I am the evil Edelweiss. You have discovered me, fallen angel. I'm here. And he summons the tree and it fills his office and you burst in and then it becomes Final Fantasy-esque because your vitality becomes your hit points and you choose your moves that you do to hit the tree and hit the doctor.
Uh-huh.
And
man, I feel like they made a mistake making that like New Game Plus.
Yeah.
Like that should have been like in the first playthrough.
And once you, you and Angel defeat the tree and banish the doctor away for so ever many thousands more years. And then you remember that you are also a fallen angel, and you and Angel go off together.
That is very romantic. I still like my ending better. And the lesbian sparrow beating up punk pigeons.
I was happy with my ending. I think it ended the way it should have. Because there is a whole dialogue about, like, before he kills you, the doctor's like, you knew what I was, but you still came here.
I was really amazed that this game had when I first started it up, the first thing I saw was a dialogue window that popped up asking about graphic settings. And I was like, okay, I guess I'll crank it all the way up to the max. There's no like 3D rendering or like animation in the game. I have no idea why there are graphics.
Well, they fade in and out, you know?
No. I was so confused. And then I was like, maybe this is part of the joke. Like maybe, because I know this is a funny game. This is just a silly game. I was like, maybe that's part of the joke.
Because let's see, I did eventually seduce the noble bird. The noble bird has two different endings because basically he wants to buck his family responsibility and become an artist. So if you just go always the music class for your extracurricular activity.
Raise that charisma.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And wish to be a artist on all your wishing stuff and invite him to everything and stand up to him and, you know, prove that you're worthy of him or whatever. Then he comes to your cave because you live in a cave.
Dirty human.
You're a hunter-gatherer.
Assumed you were a terrorist.
You live out in the wilderness in a cave. Yeah.
He invites you to his lavish parties, and then eventually he needs your strength to go stand up to his father, tell him he wants to become an artist. And there's one, his ending, where it doesn't work out, and one where it does, his two endings. There's a part of the doctor's ending where when the doctor has been killing other students and dissecting them and throwing their parts in the incinerator, that you your character is in the cave and you get a special delivery from the doctor, and it's a roast chicken.
Yeah, it's like it's on Thanksgiving, I think.
Yeah. It's on Christmas.
Yeah. Or Christmas, yeah.
So this is really nice. The doctor, you eat the chicken, then you find out it's the bird Yuya that he killed and sent you his body for you to get rid of the evidence. But let's see, Yuya's ending kind of that. Yuya's ending dips into what the true ending is a little bit, because Yuya is actually an agent for the doves. The birds have divided themselves into two political parties, the hawks and the doves. The hawks want to destroy what's left of mankind, and the doves want to work with mankind peacefully.
Yeah.
So the hawks have infiltrated the school, so they're trying to kill you, and he is trying to get you to like prove that you, as a human, will work with bird kind. So if you refuse Yuya, then the hawks murder you in your cave when you're asleep at night.
I was going to ask you about that, Tyler. I'm glad that you have, like, wow, an expansive knowledge of this game.
I got nearly every ending of this game.
Because I wanted to ask you, I read somewhere that there is a different version of this game, like called like the Bad Boys of Love or something like that, where you get murdered and then you take the role of Ryoko and try to track down the murderer.
That's the true ending
of
this game. Yep.
You got that?
Yes.
Man, how much time did you spend on this game?
So much.
Like, are you up to like
the shit out of this game?
Are you up to 11 hours logged on?
Okay,
Steam.
So we're not talking like Josh Terraria.
I got 1,000 hours for me to master Hateful Boyfriend.
I think I have more hours logged on my Steam account for this game just because I fell asleep playing it twice.
I don't have 1,000 hours on Terraria yet.
You're
working on it.
Yeah.
But let's see. Once you unlock one of the endings for every character, then you get the option for the true ending.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yep. And this is where it takes a really crazy dark turn.
Oh, this is where.
This is where it happens. Because at the beginning, you get a prompt saying, like, you want a normal life or you want to keep a promise. If you say you want to keep a promise, then that makes you on the game that is the true ending. And halfway through, you die. Your character dies, and you basically take over Ryoka, as he and Sakuya trying to figure out who killed you, because suddenly you've been gone from school for a few days. Ryoka is concerned about you, and someone delivers a box to your classroom. When they open it up, your character's head is inside.
Mm-hmm. So what does your character's head look like?
They don't really describe what the head looks like, just that it's a human head.
Okay.
And the box is spattered in blood. And suddenly, like, the superintendent of the school announces that everybody has to come to the gym. And it turns out that every classroom was mailed a different part of your body in a box. And while everybody's in the gym, that's when all the male NPCs you've seduced throughout the game all care about you and decide to go find out what happened. So Ryoka and Sakuya go outside, and somehow a large concrete dome has encapsulated the whole school.
Uh-huh.
So they're all trapped inside, and you don't know why or what's going on. So they go up to the superintendent's office,
yeah,
and that's where they start hearing like this clanking. And when they turn around, there's a robot scarecrow, and it's trying to kill them.
Okay.
So now they're constantly on the run from this very slow robot scarecrow.
All right.
While you're trying to go around and find out clues, because Yuya, who is working for the Doves, is still trying to figure out. Now he's worried and he's trying to figure out what happened to
him. Oh, yeah, because diplomatic relations with the humans now are just blown to shit. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, he's scrambling. He doesn't know what to do. He's probably trying to get in touch with his contacts. I mean, he's cut off by this big dome.
Yep.
What are you going to do?
He has one contact in the school. The janitor is actually a special secret
agent. Not a character agent. It's the janitor from Scrubs.
You mean it's? I think it's a parakeet that is the janitor.
Don't give it to Michael.
It's funny. His name is like one.
They only live a week.
His name as a janitor is one, but then whenever you find out his real name, his character portrait is the parakeet spread open like a wingspan, and then his name is like Special Agent Ramondo something straight across his chest.
I got one of those for I guess. The past love interest of the lesbian sparrow. Those are words I never thought I'd string together ever. I think his name was Blaster. I got this like awesome like Tarantino style shot of this parakeet with his arms open.
Oh, because he was a badass. He was the badass gangster.
Yeah, he was the leader of a motorcycle gang. Yeah,
but basically, you start working with the janitor and trying to figure out that. Your teacher and the doctor are doing an autopsy on your body. They gather up all the pieces and put you back together to do an autopsy to find out how you died.
And they're like, did you know humans had this thing? What is this thing?
And I forgot the bird in the library. He's actually an important character because his ending, as it turns out, he's actually a ghost.
He's a ghost?
He's a ghost. He died in the school and his ghost... and his ghost is trapped in the library.
Meg, your tolerance of this game is, I think, about on level with mine. This does seem like Inuyasha fan fiction.
But it turns out he revealed the ghost, Nanaki, he reveals himself to Ryuka now, and he's helping you figure out like the secret of the school and who this secret agent of the Hawks is.
What's the secret of the school?
Trying to tear everything down. The school is actually basically a bargain between humans and birds that if they admit one human and if it works out well, then humans are open to negotiations.
No, that's blown.
Yeah, exactly. That's why they killed. Yeah, they set it up.
Let's drape the human skin over the scarecrow and pass it off as a human.
I like the idea of just a bunch of pigeons inside.
I mean, we got a punt.
Well, humans are in decline because of the bird flu, because the flu, like it... helps birds gain intelligence and also is deadly to humans. So humans start to die off and birds gain intelligence.
Right, Tony?
And at one point, you find a way to get out of, open a door in the dome. And
birds can't open doors. Raptors can, but birds can't.
And a student tries to fly through the door, and they're immediately shot by humans on the other side. So the human army.
The
human army is set up outside the dome that anybody that tries to leave is automatically killed.
Yeah. I'm on the human army side. Take the world back. We got guns. What are we waiting for?
So what do they find out? I want to hear the ending.
So as they're investigating, then you find out the double agent for the Hawks is the doctor. And although he is more interested in a medical standpoint, because the ghost bird actually was a carrier for a more deadly version of the virus that killed all the humans. So the people at the school were trying to weaponize him to wipe out all the humans. So he ended up, he basically kills himself because he doesn't want this virus getting out. So, but they do manage to contain a small amount of the virus, and they are now trying to infect another bird with it so that they can weaponize the bird to fly through all the human buildings and like that to kill them all. So that's all why, right. You know, Ryoka has a very sick stomach and his mother is sick.
Yes.
They've been weakening his immune system. The doctor has been giving him medicine to weaken his immune system to infect him with the disease.
Gotcha.
So the doctor ends up, he infects him with the disease. Because you find a part of the school that's been burnt down that the ghost bird helps you find. Part of it is a research laboratory where the ghost bird was being kept.
Okay.
So you go.
It sounds like you're making this up. Yeah. Like, are you making this up?
I really want you to remember all of this so that you can tell Kenna this, like, for bedtime stories. Like, this can be like a week-long epic. You just give her a little bit of the story.
So when you... it turns out everybody in the school has some kind of special power.
Yeah.
As they've been experimented on.
Yeah.
So like Angel, the manga bird, his special power is anybody within close proximity to him starts to get absorbed into his own his fantasy. He can project mild telekinesis to make you start to see the world through his eyes. So they use that because basically the doctor kidnaps Ryoka, takes him down, infects him with the virus, and then... Then basically you take over the teacher and Sakuya. The doctor kills Yuya on his way out. I think he shoots him. And then Yuya reveals to Sakuya that they're actually full brothers. Because throughout the whole game, like Sakuya won't pay attention to Yuya. Yeah. The noble bird to his half-brother. Because he basically calls him a mudblood. You're not a real nobleman. Mm-hmm. It turns out Yuya, his father married their... The noble bird married his mother. And Yuya was... Already born. So then, and the father said, I'll take one of your kids. I'm not going to take two. Smash that other egg. I'm not going to support two of your kids. So, but he ends up having an egg with the mother that's supposed to be a full blood noble bird.
Tyler. So, God damn it.
So,
how does this game end? I'm done.
Yuya swaps the eggs.
Oh, God.
So Yuya has to smash his. What? Who is his half brother and passes off his full brother as the noble bird? So then that comes out, and Sakuya is very sad and has his character revelation. And then, at the end, Ryoka is basically insane with this virus, so you have to fight him RPG style using Angel's influence to try to make him remember who he is and not go kill all the humans. And
good luck. Come on, we got. They're shooting birds as they come out. Mm. What, does he think he's just going to zip on by? Super bird? Does this virus make him super powered?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. He's
a... Well, there's a fucking detail you might include.
Sorry. But then after they calm the bird down, suddenly the teacher shoots the doctor. And it turns out that the teacher this whole time
has fucking bird guns.
The teacher this whole time is... the ghost bird's brother figure, because they're both in an orphanage together.
Hit the full boyfriend, or the weirdest episode of Dallas you've ever watched. Yep.
So it ends with your character's ghost spirit helping convince Ryoka to not go kill the humans, and then you're trapped in this bunker as the humans start to invade to kill you.
And that's a good ending.
That's pretty much where it ends.
That's a good ending, guys.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Oh man. Yeah. I immediately regretted wanting to play this game. I turned it on, man, and it was just like 3 minutes in, it was just like, oh fuck. I'm not well versed in dating sims. I think I played like one dating sim.
You gotta play the one where all the disfigured girls.
Yeah, I know. Now that I've got this under my belt, I'm like, God, I have to play another one of these.
Katawa Shoujo is much better than this.
Because it's just like, man, the birds.
I don't know. It doesn't sound like it can top this.
Yeah, I hope they wrote this with humans and then realized, like, man, this is kind of weak. We can't sell this on ourselves. What if we made them all birds? Okay.
What if we, I don't know, played...
Hey, Jerry, can we just make them all birds?
Birds! Let's just... Man, our music budget's really low. Anyone got any suggestions for the cafe? I don't know. How about Little Town of Bethlehem? Yeah, that's good. That's like probably in the public domain, right?
It's
so like I'm sitting here playing this fucking game in February. Dun, 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 dun. Nikki's on the couch looking at me like, what are you watching, like Christmas Memories or something? No, it's just this game. I'm trying to fuck all these birds, honey. I got... I'm trying to be a good Christian boy and fuck all these birds.
It is, that's not the only Christmas song. All the Christmas
that's not explained. Like, that needs to be, like, was that just, like, why the birds wanted to take over? They're like, we really want that Christmas music, and we're not sharing it. That bugged the shit out of me.
You want to know Okasan's ending?
Yeah, I would love to know Okasan's ending.
He actually worships the pudding god, and he decides to leave school pursue the rainbow, the golden rainbow pudding of happiness, and you go with him.
See, I thought I was hoping he was just eccentric, but he's not. He is a
less evolved. They say that he's a less evolved version of birds. He's more like the human birds of New York, as opposed to bird what the birddom is now.
Yeah. Man, you're starting to sound like an elitist.
Yeah. Tyler's really sounding like a hawk.
Yeah. Nicole, what's your take on all this? You've been watching a lot of classic movies. I bet you tie that in somehow.
This is a bad soap opera. Like, there's really no other way to put it. It's a bad soap opera with birds.
I was really hoping that it was going to be a parody of Dating Sims, which it might have been. I don't know, because like I haven't played enough Dating Sims to know. Tyler, you've played several, right?
Well, Catawash Ujo and this.
Okay, so we played the same amount, because yeah. I was trying to find it on Newgrounds. No,
well, I guess Harvest Moon is sort of a dating sim.
Yeah, but okay, I'm glad you brought up Harvest Moon, because that is where I like dating sims as like a game within a game. Mm-hmm. I like the dating sim as a meta game, where it's like in Mass Effect and Dragon Age and like games like that, where mm-hmm. it's kind of like it's a thing that you can do if you want to do it. And it's cool because these characters are also developed in a non-romantic way. So it's like it's not just straight up just like bird grinding. It's it's like there's more to these characters than just doves and hawks.
Mm-hmm. You can also go mine for resources on planets, things like that. Yeah,
right.
Oh shit!
So I can't.
Beautiful boyfriend.
Man, I do not recommend this game. I do not. I strongly put my stamp of disapproval.
I think it's on a Humble Bundle right now, like the Valentine's Humble Bundle.
I think that I may have been inclined to go through and get a couple more endings if I didn't feel like it were too long.
There's a lot of, yeah, it does get boring because, like, I think God, I only got as far as I did because of that skip button, because I was just basically
that is a nice
hitting that over and
feature
over again.
To have. After, like, having just watched you play through and then Nicole play through, whenever I was playing through and saw a lot of the same dialogue come up, yeah, there is a fast forward button that skips all the dialogue until you get to make another decision.
Well, I'm blown away because I would also describe this game as boring. Like, hands down, 100%, I think this game is just boring. But then, like, Tyler starts talking about, like, all this fantastic shit that, like, seems like it's not boring. Listener, it's boring. I promise you.
Basically,
like, Tyler's like, you're describing these, like, really... Like, your words are describing it better than it looks, I'm sure, right? Because it's just,
I'm condensing... what takes an hour into like 10-second descriptions. Like, I'm boiling it down into what is interesting about it. But basically, because there are three terms, and the first two terms are pretty much just set up in exposition. It's only the end of that third term where you get the ending and the explanation that's really any good.
What does it look like? Like, is it just like still backgrounds with like real life pictures of pigeons that have been clipped out?
Yep.
So, okay, so that doesn't change.
Nope.
Okay. Real talk, which pigeon which bird did you think was the hottest?
Sakya.
The aristocrat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got that tail.
Yeah. He has it all.
That tail.
He's got it all fanned out.
Yeah. Nicole, you haven't chimed in yet.
Got that fuck me tail.
I don't know. I think that the girl bird was cute.
The sparrow?
Yeah.
I thought she was cute too, but I feel like that's low hanging fruit. I'm getting for me, because it's like, well, I'm a boy and I like the girl bird. What was the name of the noble bird?
The Yuya? Gay bird.
What was Yuya was the noble bird's brother?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with Yuya because I always felt safe around Yuya. I felt like he could just
he always called you mon ami.
He was the womanizer, yeah.
He would just wrap me up in his wings and I would just feel safe. Like no bullet could ever hurt me.
Oh my.
Meg's groaning, groaning.
Yeah. Or moaning.
Are you moaning in pleasure over there? No, okay. So next episode is going to be just Meg playing. We're going to live stream Meg playing Hateful Boyfriend.
This would be a great Twitch.
This game doesn't have achievements, right? Or does it?
Every ending is an achievement. Oh, and Josh had a good point earlier. It has more endings than Chrono Trigger.
Mm-hmm. I knew someone was going to bring... As soon as you were talking about all these endings, I knew someone was going to bring that up. And it's like, I am not going to fucking defend Chrono Trigger against this game.
So. I don't know, man.
More endings, Dave.
I think this has more replay value than Chrono Trigger.
I went ahead and made an achievement anyway because there was a turn of phrase in the game that... while I did not enjoy the game, this really got me. This wasn't like the every birdie or anything like that. This was because you say something that just doesn't make any sense, and I don't know if it's like a translation thing. It's the second time you take the music class, and you talk about playing, I think, like the cymbals or something, and it says you call yourself the musical gorilla, and I just thought that was awesome. So the achievement name is the musical gorilla. In order to unlock that, you always choose to go to the music class during your free period.
There's also one point where your character accidentally hands in their recorder for music class instead of their homework.
Yeah, it's like, so you Bert's have to like, go oh, get it. So you did. I did not notice.
I got some beards and glasses.
Hey, Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
Man, whoa, boy! Happy Valentine's Day, buddy. We did good. I got a very important couple questions for you. The first one being, if you were to give this game a pair of beards, give this game two beards, what kind of beards would you give them?
Like if I had to give it two beards, then I guess I would have to give it two of Keanu Reeves' goatees from maybe Sweet November. I don't remember a whole lot about the movie. Maybe he had a goatee. I know he has a goatee at some point. So Keanu Reeves' sketchy goatee.
Did the Birdman of Alcatraz, did he have a beard? If you were to give this game a pair of glasses, Tyler, what kind of glasses would you give it?
I would give it Harvey Birdman's white glasses.
Okay. Not Kanye West's white glasses.
No. No.
How do you guys think Kanye West, like, do you think he would like this game? Is this one we could recommend to him on Twitter?
This game's got some fucking twists, man.
Art! Why you fucking with Kim?
Oh, man.
That's it. He would just see Tyler playing the Kim Kardashian game. And
yeah, that's true. It comes around.
How do you think he feels about that? Like, would he be happy that Tyler's playing the Kim Kardashian game?
Hell yeah. That's mo money.
I think so, yeah. Even if I'm not spending any money, they still get ad revenue. So, you want to take some calls?
Yeah.
I'm still a little drippy.
Wow.
These hot, hot birds.
Yeah, that game really got to you.
These birds make me moist. That's what Meg did want me to play it. She's getting all hot. Like, got to turn off the dial. I hate this bird simulator.
Man, this turned into the grossest
it's
episode.
It's so gross. I'm Megan, Tyler's wife. Birds making me wet. Birds, birds, birds. All up in my junk. Got the thumbs down, so I guess the impersonation can stop.
That crossed the line there. The birds in the junk crossed.
I was going to make a bird nest joke, but I felt like it was inappropriate. That's how I do it without you getting mad at me.
No,
Well, you're not even on a microphone. You're technically not on this episode, remember? Man, we got a lot of calls. I hope they're all about Hateful Boyfriend. Here's one from 763. Google Translate says, unable to transcribe this message. So, who knows?
Love.
Yep. Maybe that's why.
Thanks, caller.
Thank you. Here is a another episode from, or another phone call from 763. 763 is just doing episodes now and sending them in. If anyone wants to do that for us 1 week, just send us in several 3-minute calls for an episode.
Fucking Tadpog. This is Miss J calling in. I was very, very curious about balls today. So I am calling to see, well, I'm not really seeing anything. I'm asking, Tyler, since you have a big red beard, do you have big red ball hairs? And Dave,
yes.
Since you wear glasses, do you have a one-eyed pair of glasses for your penis?
Yeah, that's just a...
I'm just curious, man. I'm just curious.
It's called a monocle, Jay.
Before I right? this call out, I'm going to do a secret character kill fuck Mary. So I'm going to go with Go-Go from Final Fantasy VI.
Mm. It'd be a good fuck. Mean anything you want.
Fucking it. I already forgot what I was going to say. God damn it. God fucking damn it.
It's okay. I'm going to fuck Go-Go. So.
What the fuck?
Don't beat yourself up.
Okay. Fuck it. I don't give a shit. You fill in the blank. Who cares?
Thanks for calling, Fish Lips Jay. I don't have a monocle for my dick, but if anyone out there wants to make one and mail it to me, I'll wear it.
Hit a dick monocle for Dave, please.
Tyler.
I've had this question before. Pubes, I believe, are typically black. My pubes are not red. They're in the middle. They are a nice chestnut brown. So there you go, Jay. Man, Nicole is barely getting it.
That's a very distinguished ball hair color.
I just didn't need to know that.
I thought the description was very lovely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, Tyler was tactful about it. He wasn't like, my pubes are brown, yo. So I feel like the proper thing to do is go around the room and everyone describe, say a few things about their pubes. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, when you get back from summer vacation at school, you write that little paper. So everyone, please write a paragraph about their pubic hair. I guess I'd fuck Go-Go.
Yep. he can mimic any kind of sexual act you want. So there you go.
And I mean, I guess you can marry him for his political power.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
We got another call. This is from 812. Hopefully they have a lot of things to say about chestnut pubes.
Yeah, I got a couple questions for you. First of all, is there an end to goddamn Miss Pac-Man? And second of all, is how long are your dicks? My poop.
I've been waiting 2 years for someone to ask that question.
I don't know why it took so long. This caller asked Meg, how big are our dicks? Do you say big or long?
How long?
How long?
How long? How long your dicks?
Yeah, he does not care about girth. he is a length queen. I feel like the answer to both of these questions is the same.
I forgot what was the first question.
How long is Miss Pac-Man's dick?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
There is no end.
There you go.
For either.
For both. Josh got the joke immediately.
Oh, shit.
All right.
There we go. If you want to know how big my dick is, you can come find out, caller.
Yeah.
You sure about that?
Maybe.
I'll answer the same way I answered the homeless lady that offered me a hand job.
Yeah.
And that was big enough.
Big enough.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
It all depends on where you measure from, right? Mm-hmm. People like to talk about the length of their dick on Reddit. I don't know if you guys are like running across these things like I am, but yep. I'm looking at you, Nicole. Have you read, is this just like a male thing that I've run across?
Because there are multiple subreddits for it.
Really?
Yes.
What was that? What was the keto porn?
What?
Mm-hmm. Have you seen that?
No.
Okay, so there's a ton of keto subreddits. Keto porn is, it's mostly men. It is mostly men, so it's a lot of dicks. There's a few women, but they're all covered themselves with meat. raw meat, usually. Yeah.
Like, what do you mean cover themselves?
I'm going to hang a piece of bologna off my dick and put it on ghetto
like
boy.
That?
Or, yeah.
Like,
or
they
like,
dress up their dicks like ghosts?
Lay, like, pieces of raw bacon on themselves.
Man, that actually kind of makes me a
and
little...
Then
yeah, I didn't... I looked at a few... I didn't enjoy it too much.
I jerked off, like, once.
There were a few that were more like... I've lost a ton of weight on keto. Look how big my dick looks now that I'm skinny. So
that's what I would have expected.
It's a mixture, like a half and half mixture.
I really like it when I run across comments where it's like 102 long, with just like replies of just like someone saying that they have a big dick, and then like 101 people decide to argue with this person. And like, where are you measuring from? Huh? Where are you measuring from? Have you tried the toilet paper tube test? Anyone know about that, Jim? To properly measure whether or not you have a big dick or a small dick, you take a tube from toilet paper and put it over your dick. And if it comes out the end and it's snug, well, you got it. You don't have a small dick.
Okay, all right. It's not bad.
So everybody listening to this show, go ahead and pause it. Go to the nearest restroom, flush all the toilet paper. You can't do it with the roll on because that's just silly.
It'll make your dick look really small if you do that. So,
Also, don't make the mistake that I did and use a paper towel roll.
Oh, no.
I just cried.
Nikki, I'm sorry.
Why didn't you tell me?
I guess I'm going to call Tyler to come and put his dick on the other end of this paper towel roll and see if we can kiss in the middle.
See if we meet.
That's the tadpog quiz. That's the test to see if you can do a podcast together, your dicks will touch in the middle of a paper towel roll.
Just barely.
Every guest host that comes on has to test with us.
They have to be compatible with both Dave and Tyler.
I feel like that's the end. That's the true ending of the tadpog dating sim. You want to take more?
Yeah, let's do it.
Here's another one from 763. Let's see if it's official of Jay.
Hello, Mr. Moore and Mr. Holland. My name is Jay Jorgensen. You might know me as my personality disorder, Dishless Jay. I am having issues controlling him, and I am sorry he has harassed you this long. But on the flip side, I wanted to call and congratulate you on finishing your IGN Top 100 SNES games, because the Super Nintendo is probably the reason why I ended up with a personality problem. And I got like 6 different people living in my head now. Damn.
Why do we only get Fish Lips J?
Yeah, where are the other 5?
Yeah, let some of your other personalities call
like
us.
Like Cody.
Yeah. Okay, so we got Fish Lips Jay and Cody. Those are 2 personalities that we know. So now we need to unravel the mystery. Who else is Fish Lips Jay? Taryn?
I think so.
Thank you for the congratulations and the well wishes. Actually, I think it was more congratulations and warning.
Thank you, Jay Jorgensen.
We got another call. This is from 319.
Hi, home. Kermit D. Frog here.
Fish Lips Jay again.
I'm wondering who would win in a fight. Do we have the Street Sharks, Ninja Turtles, Battletoads? How about just those 3? Well, I'm going to go porking because my girlfriend's a pet.
That was pretty good. That was pretty, pretty good.
I'm going to just a suggestion to everybody who may want to call in. If you're going to give us a question, man, just write them down real quick. Just jot them down a little note, because this is the second call tonight where it's been like, oh shit, I actually have to list things. Like I worked on this sweet Kermit the Frog impression for 2 hours and I forgot to list the things.
You do like Phil Hawkins, you make flashcards. You prep up.
Yes, good point. But thank you for the call. Who's gonna win in a street fight?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I got my answer, and that's Ninja Turtles. Ninja Turtles are going to win.
Yeah.
They, the main reason being, Battletoads,
I'm thinking. That was my thinking sigh. I got a funny look from Nicole. Yeah.
Battletoads are, they're like the GoBots to Ninja Turtles, right?
I mean, there are only three of them, and they don't use weapons per se. You might get sticks from robots.
But see, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, they're the Kmart version of like Ninja Turtles.
But they're like, they definitely have the advantage in hand to hand because they can like enhance the size of their fist and feet to whatever proportions they want. So they don't really need weapons. But if it's like some kind of race, then Ninja Turtles definitely.
Like a foot race?
No, it's like any kind of like surfing like through the sewers or anything like that. Because
yeah.
The Battletoads fucking suck on any kind of speed level where they've got to dodge obstacles.
Yeah, I mean, that is true.
So you all agree the street sharks are straight out?
Yeah, the street sharks are, they're out, right?
I never liked the street sharks.
They were disturbing. They looked weird.
They had giant shark heads with arms and legs, like muscular arms. Yeah, and they tiny were legs. Like
really ripped.
They were fucked up looking.
Yeah, I don't know. They just really. I never watched it because they looked too weird to me.
So I guess turtles. Yeah.
What about the tunnel snakes?
Tunnel snakes from Fallout.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with Ninja Turtles. Yeah.
Nicole, what do you think?
What are you guys talking about?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm like, you guys are saying words, but they don't really mean anything to me.
Now, I know that you know what the Ninja Turtles are.
I know what the Ninja Turtles are. Yes.
I
also know what sharks and toads are.
Yes.
But you kind
of
threw me
off. But not of the battle and street variety. It's true.
The subspecies.
I thought he said green sharks.
Street
mm-hmm. sharks.
Mm-hmm. It was
green sharks would just be sick sharks.
I know it was a cartoon. Was it anything else? I know they had action figures and stuff like that. Yeah, and then Battletoads. You need to go to our local GameStop and ask them.
You need to call them.
She doesn't get it.
She will. She will.
She'll check the show notes.
Check the show notes.
Okay.
I have a pop Ninja Turtle quiz for you, Nicole. Oh. Actually, this is just a honest curiosity. What's your Ninja Turtle resume look like?
Ninja Turtle resume?
What's your Ninja Turtle resume look like? What Ninja Turtle media have you consumed? I'm going to go out on a limb and say you probably haven't watched any of the original cartoon.
Whenever I was a kid.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. What about the movies?
Yeah.
You watched all the movies?
Yeah, whatever.
The new movies too?
Not the new movie.
Okay. Both of the movies.
Well, shit. I mean, it sounds like you got all the information you need. You know the Ninja Turtles are badass, so you don't need to know what the Battletoads are all about.
Yeah,
just know that they're like the knockoff. Like they're just ugh. They're just like, I mean, Battletoads is a fun game and everything, but I kind of feel like they're sitting around being like, man, what could we do? We really like to make a Ninja Turtles game. Yeah, but we have to pay a lot of money for that. I know. Let's just make them toads.
Let's take the what's a turtle without its shell? Oh, that's just a frog.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
Let's see. We can't use the rat as a leader. I don't know. Like a fucking buzzard or something. Those also eat corpses, right? let's see. We got another call here that because he is in my phone book or my contacts. I can actually identify this caller as Lord Dennis.
I haven't had Dennis call in a while.
I know.
Hello, Tyler and Dave. This is Dennis Robinson. I've been listening to your podcast for so long. I know so much about both of your guys' gooters and church basements.
Don't know how long they are.
Bathroom habits, all kinds of shit. And I just want to congratulate you on making it through your list. I look forward to hearing whatever you guys do next. I wanted to make sure I had a question when I called. So my question is, you know, brought about by, I realize a lot of people are calling in and trying to dethrone Mike of Purdue. And I wondered if you, would you rather, gentlemen, get two would you rathers from all the other people in Tadpog or one would you rather from Mike of Purdue?
Hmm.
You know, that's my question. And I'm, unlike Taryn, I'm not drunk. And I'm not crazy, and I'd still suck your dick. Love you long time. Fuck you later, guys.
Man, that guy knows how to end a conversation. Thanks, Dennis. Man, I might I might drive up to St. Louis sometime real soon.
I'd rather have just the Lord Mike of Purdue exclusive.
I'm also an exalted Lord Mike loyalist. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He started that.
We're Purdue Tories.
Yes, absolutely. I don't mind getting the would you rathers from everybody else, but that's Lord Mike's bread and butter.
Mm-hmm. What do you guys think?
We weren't asked.
Okay. Be like that.
I agree with you guys. It's a little bit more special coming from Micah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, the Dennis did include gentlemen, so that's something.
Dennis hasn't, yeah, which, I mean, Micah hasn't done in a while.
I know. He's kind of like thrown it to the wayside. He's experimenting. It's like his, it's like when a group that you like releases their fourth CD, and they're like, we're going to try something a little different.
Well, would you rather's are a lot like getting your wife flowers. You want to do it like once or twice every 7 years. Of every month.
Her ex-boyfriend would give her those would you rathers every single month.
Man, you guys, when...
Would you rather break up or keep dating me every month?
When Lord Mike calls and asks a would you rather, it just makes me... It just really makes me miss my ex-boyfriend.
You want to end it there on Dennis?
Yeah, I like
pretty
that.
Strong, strong finish.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd love to end the episode on somebody saying they want to suck our dicks. Yes.
Thanks for listening, everybody. You can find the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or Classic Tadpog on SoundCloud.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we're on all those platforms, we still really appreciate 5-star iTunes reviews, as it is the biggest marketplace still to date. So we try to incentivize you a little bit to give us those 5-star written reviews. If you go to iTunes, write a review, make sure it's 5 stars. Whatever you write in that review, should it be a game you want us to play or a guest host for a certain episode, we promise whatever you write in there, we will get to it eventually.
Don't worry, guys. Like Tyler said, we're going to be back. We're going to be talking about all kinds of cool stuff, all kinds of eventually stuff. In the meantime, you can always find us on tadpog.com. That's where the show notes live. You can find us on Facebook. We are at facebook.com/tadpog. There's a lot of cool people there doing a lot of cool shit. Tell me, please, on Facebook, when Tyler makes the episode post, I want to know, based on our talk about Hateful Boyfriend, I would like to know which bird you feel like you would have an intimate connection with. That's what I want to know. That's what you need to tell me. On Facebook, although maybe Twitter is a better platform
it's
for that.
It's also very appropriate.
Because you could tweet it to me, much like a bird would tweet his love to me. Meg, you popped up like a prairie dog on that couch.
Meg will also accept tweets about Hateful Boyfriend.
Like bird species or a specific bird?
You know what? I wasn't gonna limit our listeners. Okay. Yeah, I was just going to let them be creative. But if you were to play Hateful Boyfriend... Which of these birds? I mean, we know probably that tail. Probably that tail, but maybe you're into ghosts. Maybe you're into ghosts. Maybe you're into having your head sawed off, like Josh. So that's what I want to know. If you do decide
to... Or you like pudding. There's a lot of ways you can go.
You want to, like, have your marriage under the umbrella of the pudding god. I'm sure that's nothing's going to go wrong in that. I mean, it's cool. You could also tweet that answer to us, which, like I said, is probably like a million times more appropriate because you could like even like pretend you're a bird when you do it and be like tweeting. You can do that at tadpog_podcast. It's cumbersome, I realize. If you want to call us and leave us a voicemail where you pretend to be a bird and seduce us, you can do that. 270-883-2555. Thanks for being on the show, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
I like that.
Sorry, we looked so miserable when you came in.
No, I'm glad I'm glad that you weren't. So I was just concerned when I walked in. You look very happy now. Mm-hmm. It's maybe just because this is over.
Thank you for your continued patience to fuck birds with us and talk about it on our show.
Well, you didn't fuck all of them. Some you just fell in love with.
Yeah, it sounded like you didn't fuck any of them.
You didn't really fuck, yeah. You just fell for them.
It was just implied, maybe?
Yeah.
Like, was your character, like, ever get to the edge and then was like, no, this is just too weird. This is just too weird. Like, is that a scene in the game?
No, sadly, no.
One of the birds is like...
That's a little fucked up.
Yeah, one of the birds is like, take off your clothes. Whoa. I thought this was a friendly relationship we had.
He drops a special dildo onto his beak. He's about to go in for it.
I'm a carrier pigeon, and I got a message to deliver. Pinned over. Oh, whatever, Meg. You love that.
Our theme song, you guys.
Moves.
Best Sycamore Drive.
And a link to that track
can be found in the show notes
at tadpog.com.
That's good. That was,
that was really good. Yeah.
You guys, I'm going to buy you an answering machine.
So. So you can make lewd comments as birds and record.
How you want to close it out?
I think we need to do it as Kermit the Frog.
Oh, that's okay. So until next time, Tropical Capricorn.
That was awful.
I've never tried to do a Kermit impression.
That was the worst.
I just wanted to go.
I really appreciate that Kermit impression now.
Waka, waka, waka.
That was the worst impression. That we did the same impression. We didn't do Kermit the Frog. I don't know what we did, but it was the same. How does that even happen?
Please tell me you got that. Yeah,
I did. It sounds like a muffled ghost.
Like, it's that ornithologist ghost that haunts my garage.
The ghost is trying to tell us something.